you?
Right.
Joined by Matt Hagen, our funny car champion here this weekend, driver of the Mopar Express Lane Dodge Charger RT. He is a two-time world champion. It is his first win of the 2018 season after...
Second.
Don't
be short of me, man.
I'm sorry.
Worked hard for him.
Second win of the 2018 season, his fourth final round appearance this year, and arguably against, we'll start with this, Matt, arguably against a car that's kind of set the standard so far.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you earlier, you know, a little different look up here. You know, I'm not as pretty, but, you know, you just got to deal with it for today. But super proud of my guys, man. You know, these cats, they're working hard, and, it's, you know, we've obviously had a, you know, track prep change that we had to adapt to, and you know, just taking Dickie a few runs to kind of get there, but that's why I love him, man. That's why I'm glad he's in my corner. You know, he does figure it out, and you know, we just had a good solid car all weekend, qualified well. You know, went down the racetrack pretty much every lap. I mean, it hazed the tires out there, and I was legging it out, but it's the final, man. I didn't care if it was gonna blow the body off of it or what. I just knew I didn't see her beside of me, you know. So it's cool, and we, I mean, you're not due anything out here because you have to earn it, but it's you almost feel like you were due a win, you know. It's been a while since we turned on four wind lights, and you know, but it's a nitro funny car, you know. You never know what you're going to get. And as much as I want to celebrate and party and all that good stuff, we're debuting a new Mopar body tomorrow. So we're going to try to make four or five runs out here on this this track, which is a great facility. The Bader do a great job with it. And, you know, I'm super excited about this Mopar body. I think it's going to really help level the playing field with, you know, basically, you know, the aerodynamics that the Forces have right now with their Chevrolets and stuff. You know, they're able to do some stuff with the headers and stuff that we're not. And, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, from what we found in our, you know, I guess wind tunnel stuff, is going to be good. You know, so excited about that. We're pumped. I'm pumped about that. Just to be able to be the first one to do it, you know what I mean? And get out here and look inside of that thing. I haven't even really seen it. You know, I've seen it mounted up, but I've never even set the shell over top of me. So, It'll probably get my adrenaline going in the morning, you know, just like I was in the final round. But Courtney, just can't say enough about her. She's a great driver, great individual. John's got a wonderful daughter there, you know, and you know, everybody's promoting her, and she's, you know, I got a lot of respect for her because of the way she drives and the way she's been bringing her lights. You know, I mean, it's you know, before you used to kind of, you know, not worry about it. Now you're like, man, I got to step my game up here, you know. So she's drilled me a few times, you know, so it makes me really kind of get up and work hard. But they got a good combo. Brian Karate does a good job over there. But we got a lot of respect for him, but I think it's going to be a good battle. You know, I feel like Dickie, we can throw down with these guys now. So, you know, let's just keep doing what we're doing for a little bit.
Obviously, you want to have as much information going into eliminations as you can. So, with short of qualifying, what was your head in the same place when you come up here Sunday morning?
I think our approach is more or less go down the racetrack, don't beat ourselves. You know, I mean, we knew we had a really good car that qualified in top. You know, we were number three, top half, and you know, the biggest time you go out here, and I think a lot of these crew chiefs, their mindset is just, you know, faster, 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 and then with track conditions and the way that things are prepped now, they have to change their mindset, and just the mindset should just be go down the racetrack, you know. And you know, when you look at Bristol's a prime example, it was super hot there, but it was taking 420s and 430s to win races, you know, and that's just, they don't put that in perspective as far as their mindset. They're like, well, we used to run 380s out here, you know, why can't we, you know. It just, you know, you have to take a step back sometimes, I think, and just kind of relearn and rethink how you're doing things. And for us, our biggest thing is just obviously get that first qualifier down, get something to work off of, and then basically, you know, go from there, but go down the racetrack every lap.
Matt, this place, I mean, 14 years ago, you're driving a pro mod down this
thing. Yeah.
Can you talk about, first of all, what this facility means to you and your development and coming from there to where you're at?
Yeah, you know, what's the most memory I have here with the Baders and this facility is actually when I did the Night of Fire. And, you know, it was kind of a crazy deal. I went to the final against Courtney, and John comes over, and he's done it, I guess, a million times. And he's like, man, there's going to be pyro, and there's going to be smoke, and there's going to be burnouts. And he's like, you're not going to be able to see anything. He's like, just drive through the smoke and it'll clear up. And I'm like, what is this, Days of Thunder, man? Like, you know, it's just, this is craziness. But, you know, sure enough, I mean, I wouldn't have, you know, went, you know, even stood on the pedal because there was lights and stuff going on. But yeah, that was cool. That was a cool memory for me, you know, with John and stuff like that. But I do have a lot of love here, and glad that we were able to knock this this trophy off the checklist, you know, for Mopar and for Penzel and Sandvik and all the folks that support us out here doing what we do. But, you know, I definitely definitely, you know, I've been wanting one of these ice cream scoops. I think it's going to be a protein scoop, you know what I mean? So not so much an ice cream scoop, two scoops of protein with this, but, that's it. But we're having fun. You know, it's good to see my guys smile a little bit. You know, it's been a grind these last four races. It's good to see them kind of, you know, get out here and be able to drink a few beers tonight and celebrate and hold up a Wally and take a few pictures.
Talk about the growth of your confidence level from run to run here today.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the cloud cover really helped a lot. You know, I mean, I think that gave a lot of side-by-side racing, whereas we would have seen, you know, probably a lot more tire smoking and different things like that. But the facility's good. The track's smooth. So, you know, I don't really think there was a lane choice, so to speak. You know, I thought they were pretty equal, so I didn't really care which one we got stuck in or we had to. But I was trying hard to be thin all day to try to keep lane choice just because I knew we liked the right lane. And then in the final, obviously, you put it in a little bit. You know, I mean, I'd love to say Alex Shallon had a 33, but that's just not the way it is. But it, you know, it's just one of those things where your confidence does grow every run, and the more laps that we get, you know, kind of Dickie was telling me the other day, he's like, dude, I've got, you know, to get these runs in these conditions before I can really go back and say, hey, I can pull from this or I can do that, because we've never seen these conditions because tracks have changed now because of the prep. And so it's taking these crew chiefs multiple runs to kind of get data logged in to where they can go say, oh, I was on this track and now with this grip I can plug this in and it'll do that, you know. So it was, I mean, we were going back to runs from 2013 to look at stuff, and that's just kind of how it's progressed, you know, from then to now.
That process of, you know, going through the track prep and things are changing, and to now, you know, going through some of the struggles, what kind of boost does this give you? What kind of momentum does this kind of, you know, as you go out west? And,
you know, well, you know, I mean, I think it's every track is going to change and be a little different, but you know, I think that the more data we log in some different conditions, it just helps us, you know, obviously, the more different situations we're in, you know, as far as when we get to some cooler stuff, since we've already seen some of that, and now it's getting hotter again, you know, that kind of thing. But it's even more so for next year too, you know what I mean? I think as long as this stays the way it is, you know, which I don't know that it's going to go anywhere. I mean, the team owners seem to be, you know, okay with it, and NHRA is okay with it. It just really depends on what the fans are saying, you know what I mean? It's, you know, if there's the one that changes things, because they're the ones that buys the tickets, you know. But, you know, so we'll see. But, yeah, it's just more data logged in there and more conditions, more situations where they can go and pull from. And we just haven't had that, you know, so we're having to learn that and log that and then kind of be able to go back and play around with it.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.